You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined now by Carolyn Grimes, better known as Zuzu Bailey from the classic holiday film It's a Wonderful Life. And she joins us from her home in California. Is that correct, Carolyn?
That's correct.
Well, let's talk about this classic movie. You were a youngster. You were 6 years old when you played the role of Zuzu Bailey. Did you recall any of the filming, or is that lost in the, you know, the cobwebs of memory?
Oh, no. It was a special film for me. And since 1980, I've been talking about it and reliving all that, digging up the memories. And so, yes, it's very, very fresh because I sort of live It's a Wonderful Life every day.
Well, it was a post-World War II film. It starred Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed and Lionel Barrymore. It's just a wonderful cast. And, of course, Carolyn Grimes, that was your performing name at that time. How did you get into movies?
Well, I was 4 years old, and, you know, I lived in Hollywood, and pretty much all little kids were in the industry at that time out there in California. So it wasn't anything unusual or new, and so my mom just took me to see an agent. The agent liked me. She sent me on some interviews. I got some parts, and bingo, I was in.
Well, how would you compare your experience with the stereotype of child actors and stage moms?
Oh, it was wonderful. I had a wonderful experience. My mother was not the typical stage mom. I mean, she pushed me all right, but I never knew the people that I was working with, like Bing Crosby, Cary Grant, John Wayne. I never really knew they were stars. I really didn't know what stars were. So, I mean, it was like they were just normal people. So I think she made that a point for me so that I would act natural. And I wasn't pushed like a lot of other kids. I know when I went to the interview for It's a Wonderful Life, a mother, there were five of us little girls in the waiting room, and a mother accidentally spilled some coffee on my dress. And I didn't think anything about it, you know, it didn't bother me. And so I walked in and did my interview with Frank Capra, and it was all cool and good, you know, nothing bad. And so I didn't really think anything about it, but afterwards I heard my mother discussing it with one of the other moms, and they didn't think it was an accident. So there was a lot of that stuff that went on, but I was above that. I guess my mother protected me. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I was intrigued when I looked into your background. I didn't realize that you had not seen the movie until Jimmy Stewart tracked you down in like 1980 or something like that.
That's right.
Well, what was it like seeing the movie after so many years?
Well, I'd seen bits and pieces of it, but I had just never sat down and watched the entire film to get the full meaning of the movie. And so that it was just incredible. I mean, I couldn't believe what I had missed and the fact that I hadn't seen it. And I regretted it because I should have brought my children up as using that as a Christmas tradition every year, like so many families did and do. But I didn't, because I had never seen it. So, you know, I had seven kids, and I just didn't have time to watch a lot of TV. And it wasn't high on my priority list. I would get to maybe sit down and watch Johnny Carson. That was about it, because I lived in the kitchen, the laundry room, and the car. That was about it.
Jimmy Stewart had just returned from World War II. He was in the Army Air Corps and was an officer. When he takes this role, it's post-World War II, right fresh after the war. And I was surprised to see that the movie was first identified as a rom-com, not as this sort of inspirational holiday piece.
Oh, not at all. No. You know, it was not a success when it came out. I mean, it was, the timing wasn't really great because it was right after World War II. People wanted to be entertained. They wanted to laugh. They wanted to be it wanted it to be light and something that was sort of applicable to the times. The movie that won the award that year was The Best Years of Our Lives, which was a movie about soldiers returning from the war and adjusting to civilization again. So it was just bad timing, and it just wasn't, they weren't ready for a dark movie about a man who's going to commit suicide. And they didn't want to think. They wanted to be entertained. And this is a thinker. I mean, you got to admit that it is a thinker. And the beauty of it, that the gift from it after you think is absolutely magnificent, but they just weren't ready for it back then.
Well, you appeared with lots of very famous people. I mean, Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, Bing Crosby, Loretta Young, Cary Grant, Fred McMurray, Betty Grable, Danny Kaye. Who really stands out? What kind of memories do you have of these icons of the silver screen?
I'd have to say Jimmy Stewart, Bing Crosby, Cary Grant, and John Wayne. Those are the ones that I remember very, very well. They were just fabulous.
Well, you were in Rio Grande with John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. And, and that was directed by John Ford, again, like Frank Capra, a pretty well-known name in Hollywood.
Yeah, but he was scary. He was scary.
Well, as I understand it, didn't Maureen O'Hara once say that she thought some stuntmen were killed in a river scene on horses in that while making that movie?
I don't think so.
Oh, I hope not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think I would have heard about that.
Yeah.
I know she was very mad at him. She was furious with him, and she was really letting those four-letter words all out all over the place. Oh, she was mad. They had a big thing, and I ended up in the car with her coming, going back to the hotel, and she was cursing and carrying on, and her hairdresser said, you know, there's a child in the car. Well, I wasn't paying attention at all to what she said until the lady said that. And then I listened to everything. And believe me, she didn't stop. She still was assaulting John Ford in a great big way.
This movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is, of course, shot in Hollywood. So Bedford Falls, this snowy town at Christmas time is a pretty hot place in a film back lot, isn't it?
Yeah, the outside scenes were filmed at the Studio Ranch in Encino.
And so the snow was what?
Well, actually, it was a new process. Capra invented it. He and his cronies got together and they invented this new way of making snow. And it was made with the fomite that firemen use and ivory soap flakes. And
wow,
that was silent snow for him, and that's what he wanted. He didn't want the previous way they made snow with cornflakes, and that they crunched so that they sprayed cornflakes, and that was what you saw flying through the air. He didn't want that. So he devised this new technique. They still use it today.
Your character's name is Zuzu Bailey. Where did Zuzu come from?
When Jimmy Stewart runs up the stairs, when he's coming back from his unborn sequence, he runs up the stairs, and I come out my door, and he says, Zuzu, my little ginger snap.
Oh.
And there was a product made called Zuzu's Ginger Snaps. It was a cookie, and it was made by the National Biscuit Company, which today is Nabisco. And that's where the name came from.
Wow.
So I was named after a cookie.
Well, Zuzu Bailey is Carolyn Grimes in real life, and she appeared at the age of six in It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. This is a classic. I've seen it maybe 100 times. I'm sure many of our listeners have as well. The story of your life, though, has a tragic turn when you're rather young. What happened?
Well, I was orphaned at the age of 15. And the court in Hollywood sent me to a little town in Missouri, and I just lived there. I mean, from Los Angeles, Hollywood, to a town of 800, a farming town. I thought I'd died for a while, but I never went back to California nor that lifestyle. So I learned about real people, the Midwest, and I liked it. And I decided never to go back.
Sounds like you found your own Bedford Falls.
Well, in a way, I did.
You appeared in early television, too. That would have been quite a different process back then. I assume that they used multiple cameras and then just transferred it right to film. Did you have to learn lines like a play then, or how did it work for you?
Yeah, I just learned my lines, just like a movie. You just study your lines and that's it.
Do you have other memorable performances that you recall besides the movie It's a Wonderful Life, some scenes that really stick with you?
Yeah, and The Bishop's Wife, I have some. I was and of course, Blue Skies with Bing Crosby was pretty memorable. But you know what? I really loved being in the Westerns. I loved riding in the wagons and you know, all the stagecoaches and all. I was in a movie with Randolph Scott called Albuquerque. And I got to ride as Shotgun on the stagecoach with Gabby Hayes. I mean,
oh, wow.
It was just so much fun.
I remember Gabby Hayes. What a character he was, even on television. He was a classic sidekick.
Oh, yeah. He was great. And he was a nice man. And he was very intelligent, very well educated. Great guy.
Oh, what did you do after acting? I mean, you moved to Missouri. You go to school.
Well, I became a medical technologist.
And what was that? What did you do?
I worked at a hospital. And then I started working at doctor's offices. And so that was kind of what I did with my life. And I ended up in Kansas City. I worked for one clinic for many years, and then I retired when I was 40, and that's when It's a Wonderful Life started coming around, and so then I totally devoted my life to It's a Wonderful Life, and that's what I've been doing since 1980. I've been on the road since 1993.
You were actually going to be appearing in Bismarck with
yes.
It's a Wonderful Life, An Evening with Zuzu, that was put on by Zarel's Jewelry, but they canceled it because of the pandemic, and I assume that you're talking about them perhaps with them about doing it another time.
Well, I think maybe next Thanksgiving weekend, so that's just a tentative arrangement, but I think that's when we're going to do it.
Well, good.
Because I want to come there. I want to see Zarel's, and I want to really meet him. He's a wonderful man. He's so kind and so generous, and I just feel so bad that I wasn't able to meet the people this year, but I will next year, and maybe this curse will be gone, and I can actually meet the people.
You know, you mentioned Jimmy Stewart tracking you down as secretary back in 1980, and since then, It's a Wonderful Life, of course, has become an important part of your life. How about the other kid actors in that movie? Do you still get together with them, or do you know what they're up to?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, we've been together for... The Target company brought us together in 1993, and we've been together ever since then. And so... We're like brother and sister for real. And then every year I started an It's a Wonderful Life festival in Seneca Falls, New York. And we have been getting together back there every year at Christmas. So I for sure see them then, and I see them other times too sometimes. So it's like I have my own family.
You've got a website. I can tell our listeners that it's easy to find. It's Zuzu, Zuzu.net. And up there, you've got a little biography of yourself and some products that are sold that relate to It's a Wonderful Life, including, is there a cookbook that you wrote?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And what's that
yes.
based on?
Actually, when I moved to the Midwest, I didn't get to live with very nice people. They were kind of bad. And they more or less took everything that belonged to me that was my parents' things and so forth and so on. Anything that was special, they kept. So when the lady died that I had lived with about 10 years, I don't know, 15 years ago, I called her daughter and I said, I know that she has my mother's recipe box and I want it because I know you have it now. So she sent it to me, and I got to reading all those wonderful recipes, and they kind of brought back home, and I decided I'm going to, this is just a lot of love, and I'm going to share it with people. So that's what I did.
The recipe for It's a Wonderful Life cookbook is the name of the book, and there's also, because the movie is such a part of our holiday tradition now, last year there was a reissue of the movie as a 4K Blu-ray version of the movie, which would mean it would be spectacularly sharp, probably sharper than when it was projected in 1947.
Oh, way more, way more. And now there's a new steel case version for collectors. It came out this year. So it's really, it's clear, it's beautiful. Oh my, it's like you're right there.
And there's a colorized version. I know a lot of purists prefer the black and white original.
I like the color.
Yeah, it pops. That's for sure.
Oh, yes. You see so much more in the background. You see so much more in the way of facial expressions and things like that. I love the color.
How long did it take to shoot the movie?
3 months.
Why do you think this movie has had such a lasting impression on audiences?
I think because of the messages of hope that the movie offers. And I think that every time you watch that movie, it lifts your spirits and gives you back some self-confidence that you might have lost over the year. And it's a movie that appeals to everyone. And they realize when they watch the movie that George Bailey made a huge impact, even though he didn't know it, and that we can do that too. But also, you learn about giving and the joy that comes within you from giving. And I don't know, there's just so many messages of hope in the movie, and it makes you feel like you matter. So a lot of people watch it every year at Christmas time just to lift their spirits.
Well, George Bailey's story in the film, he goes from the depths of despair to unbridled joy. And you have, I think, the last line in the movie, don't you? Just about?
Just about.
What is that famous line?
Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Well, Carolyn Grimes, thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we look forward to your visit to Bismarck next November, maybe. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
All the best to you.
Thank you.
Dakota Datebook is next.